You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hey! Woo! New Jersey's in the house. What? Hi, guys. Hello there. Bing is for doing.
As always.
Bing. And if you're tuning in with us right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. But before I dig in and introduce our lovely cast of hosts, I want to remind
very
you
lovely.
Guys. What?
Well, I said very lovely.
Okay, good. I just want to remind you guys to tune us. Tune into iTunes. Rate us. We love when you make your comments, good, bad, or indifferent. We love reading them. You can subscribe on iTunes for free. We love when you do it. So please do that. Tune in. Turn off your phones.
Well, no, I'm getting tweets. Them. I always live tweet during the show, so you can always tweet
correct.
Me questions if you don't have the courage to call in.
This is correct. Giselle is our social media guru. And without further ado, I'm going to go around the room and introduce everyone.
Why, thank you, Deanna. Hey, guys, it's Giselle. I missed you very much last week. You can catch me on Mondays here. On Tuesdays, Love in the Wild at 11 p.m. Pacific time.
And Sundays on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Sundays, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Overachiever.
On occasion. I know. What can I say?
Yes.
And of course, Twitter, GISELLEUGARTE. Tweet me.
And I'm Adrian Vero. I have the boring, most boring Twitter name ever.
No,
Adrian
don't.
_ Vero. Yes,
what's the difference?
It is.
It's our name.
Boring.
You
it's
know,
your name.
Undergaro already got on me about it.
It's what your mama gave you.
It's what your mama gave me. No.
What else did you get?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how creative can we be? But it's Adrian Vero, so it's my name. You can find
me. It's your name. And you look really tan today.
I know. Well, it's the thing, it's the orange.
The neon.
Oh, is it the neon? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's the orange.
And I'm really white.
And she's, and no, you're not.
Oh.
And she's wearing bright pink, so
kinda,
we're kind of like the fluorescent over here.
Okay, all right. Cool.
Yeah.
Twinsies.
And, all right, silly girls. And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You guys can tweet me at GoToGirlTV.
That's the number two.
And without further ado, we have to dig into another juicy episode of The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So this week was a huge continuation of the big argument that happened on the deck with Teresa, Caroline, and Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. So
Juicy Judice.
Love it. So now we follow up. Hashtag. So now we are following up with the argument from last week.
Yes.
And so much to talk about. Where do we start? Someone start for me. Start.
Okay, first of all, are we really surprised?
No, we're not.
With the way that things played out, with the way that Teresa is handling things, you know, she got called out by Jacqueline and Caroline. Whether Caroline planted herself or was planted there or not, we don't really know. But the thing is that they were supposedly her family. And now that they're gone, she's focusing on her actual family.
Yeah, definitely not surprised.
But
right.
as we also know,
I definitely want to talk about that.
Her family and her family are not speaking anymore.
Right.
So
right.
this was a little.
Well, not only that, but Teresa claims that she was ambushed last
yes.
week on the deck. What do you guys think about that? Do you think she was sincerely ambushed, or do you think it was just like circumstances? You know?
I can see how she would think that,
right.
but I don't think that she was, and I think she knows. Teresa should know better that like mm-hmm. that's Caroline's fam, like that's her brother's house. Mm-hmm. She was coming over to bring clothes. I mean, I mean, either way, Caroline had to put her input in too. These are two friends. Like, whether you feel Amber should not, like, you should be able to stick up for yourself and talk to them like normal people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't think it was really an attack per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see why she would think that. But that's what's weird is, like, who was in the wrong? When Jacqueline was had the balls to go confront Teresa at the party,
right.
Teresa was kind of like, when Caroline was, like, trying to break the ice, I think Teresa was kind of like, no, like, you're the one at fault. Like, are you crazy kind of thing? And had
right.
that approach. So I think they both thought each other was wrong, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
what?
Me?
What?
I have the feeling that it was the kind of thing where, like, you know how sometimes if you're going on a date with someone and, like, you have that friend who calls to make sure that you're okay? Like, I feel like...
What's a date?
You know what I mean? You know, I feel like Jacqueline probably told Caroline, you know, I'm going to talk to Teresa tonight. I'm going to bring up all these different things. And then I'm sure Caroline, being neighborly, being family, wanted to walk over, check on things, maybe be a little nosy, eavesdrop on things. But most of all, be there for Jacqueline, because Jacqline does, you know, usually need someone,
some help.
You yeah. know, some help, because she's so nice.
You know, I don't even know if she would have actually, if she didn't hear the yelling. If Caroline didn't hear yelling, if she would have even come out. I mean, she was like, oh, I heard yelling. She obviously knows, like you said, how Jacqueline's very timid and, you know, meek sometimes and needs mm-hmm. somebody to speak for her.
Right.
I almost wonder if, like, that was her. She was kind of, like, waiting, like, no, I shouldn't budge. This is not my, it's not my problem right now. I can talk about Teresa and my, our issues at another point in time. I think it kind of, like, she was like, that's it. I'm going
it
out.
Was,
yeah.
You know what? At the end of the day, it was like a perfect storm, you know? Like, Teresa was already there. Her and Jacqueline were having a conversation, and oh, Caroline, you know, was bringing over Teresa's kids' swim clothing. You know, she left over her house, and then that's when everything erupted. So I think it would have happened nonetheless.
I have to say, I was very proud of Jacqueline when she was like, let me speak!
Let me speak!
And she, like, stood up.
Let me finish! Yeah, you're right,
you know?
Yeah.
Because I was proud of her. That's not, normally she's not that assertive, especially when, you know, they're yelling and they're raising their voices, which, by the way, is not the most, like, mature way to handle things at all.
Right.
And, you know, I was really disappointed with Teresa's behavior. At the same time, I wasn't surprised. That's how she usually
yeah.
is. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is I will agree with Teresa on one point, and that's that, you know, her business is not necessarily everyone else's business, that her mm-hmm. friends don't necessarily need to know every little detail of everything. At the same time, if they're asking her point blank, she shouldn't lie about
right,
it.
Right.
That's the problem, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they shouldn't have to read, you know, information about her through these public outlets.
Do you think that Jacqueline's claims were warranted? Because essentially, here's what the fight is all about. Basically, Jacqueline's saying, I'm reading in the tabloids that you are going to jail and all of these things are happening to you. And as your friend, you're not coming to me and telling me. So I don't know what's true and what's not. And Teresa's, you know, her defense is, if you were my friend, you would know that, okay, if I were going to jail, you would know it. Like, I
yeah.
would come to you. I would tell you. I would say something. Who do you side with here?
I wish Jacqueline would have at least been like, the reason why I'm concerned isn't because I think you're lying. The reason why I'm concerned is because I want to make sure that you're okay.
Right.
Because if we believed everything in the tabloids, like Jennifer Aniston, someone tweeted this, Jennifer Aniston would have like 3 babies by now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No, but she did say that. She said it. I'm worried.
She had 3 babies?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe
Jennifer
7,
Aniston
12?
Does have kids. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but she did say that. Jacqueline did say that she was worried. She said that. So, you know, I think it was
yeah.
out of concern, and that's why
mm-hmm.
she wanted to know. But I think that it was more than that. Chris Manzo, Jacqueline's husband or whatever, said that it was much more. It was more the Danielle thing
mm-hmm.
that got in the way, because Ashley, if I'm not sure people remember this, but had pulled Danielle's hair, and Danielle took her to court for it.
Right.
So that was a huge thing,
right.
too.
Right.
So not only is Teresa acting like a nutcase anyways and having problems with Caroline, who, as much as Jacqueline likes to, you know, split up their differences, she probably, all Teresa's bad behavior and kind of, like, falling outs with all the other people,
mm-hmm.
that had an impact on it. It had an impact on the fact that she was lying when Jacqueline confronted her, and had an impact that she's talking to Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's everything bottled up into one. It bursts out. This is how it comes out. Jacqueline tried to squash it. That's what I think that was, that conversation, her going up to her, was
right.
like, I don't want to fight. Like, this is awkward. We're kind of friends, so let's just... But then Teresa was kind of like, well, you already insulted me. That's the approach that she had.
Right.
So it was like, now Jacqueline's like, well, wait, you should be apologizing to me. She's like, you should be apologizing to me.
Right.
That's what I think happened there.
Okay, well, that brings us to the Melissa Gorga's party.
Yes.
Where on display...
Can you please sing
first
again?
First of all, hold on.
On display, okay, sorry.
That's baby making music right there.
Thank you, Marissa.
Hold on a second. First of all, I love how she put makeup on to call
to Ryan.
But you know what? I'm not mad at her. I'd probably do the same thing. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm calling Ryan Seacrest. I need to look good. Yeah.
Maybe he'd be ringing on the doorbell. Who knows?
Who knows? But I can't be mad at her for that. It's Ryan Seacrest.
I think that she needs to, you know, we've talked about this before with the whole her pursuing pop music and being a performer and stuff like that. Like, she admitted, you know, I don't know if he's a fan of my music, but yeah, at least did. He's putting it on the radio. So she can't get so hurt when she sees all these tweets that are like, oh, you know, you suck.
But you know what? This is the business that she signed up for. Mm-hmm. Music, fashion, all that stuff. It's a fickle industry, and you have to take the good with the bad. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be people who absolutely love what you're doing, and there's going to be a lot of haters who don't like what you're doing.
Right.
But you have to be strong. You have to take the good with the bad. Not everybody's going to like what she's doing.
Yeah. I think
she's got to live with it.
For the TV show in general, you're going to have your lovers and your haters. Like,
yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I think she already knew. I think the song, I mean, I don't think that the fan base is just the, kind of similar in the fact that you're going to have people that like and you're going to have people that hate you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, come on. It's pop music, you know. It was a remix, so we've already heard the song before.
I know.
So it's like, what is she expecting? Is she expecting
Do you think the party was over the top? I feel like she's throwing a party for every single
single. It always is, but at the same time, it makes for good TV because it's another event.
The party was a little much, but at the same time, I think what Joe threw it for her, didn't her husband throw it for her?
Yeah.
And for
can she really throw a party for herself without it being concerned that he throws it for her?
At the end of the day, it's like it is something to celebrate. You know, it is an achievement. It is, you know, something that she's doing. They're supporting her, so you can't be mad at
it. It's weird, though. I almost think it is maybe for even the TV. I don't know what they did before. I'm not really sure. But it's another fun event. It gets everyone together.
Right.
So, you know, really, who knows if they really would have done that elsewhere. I think about my family. If somebody did something, we probably would all be, like, whispering, like, why are they doing, like, another one? Like, we
another
would probably
one?
Be like,
right.
what?
Right.
You know, but for TV, I think it might be okay.
I thought it was fine. I mean, you know, of course. For TV, they're supporting her, music, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, let's fast forward to Kathy and Teresa. Their little brunch, lunch,
oh, yeah.
whatever you want to call it. What did you guys think about that?
Man, Kathy's like yearning for the past, huh? She just like brings back all the... I know
it was,
it's cute.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, she's almost like just wants that old Teresa. How many times does she refer to that? And it's like... I guess she really...
She wants it,
yeah,
apparently.
I guess she does.
And she'll
it's
take
genuine.
What she can get.
Right.
Yeah. You know, for the first time ever, Teresa reached out to her. You know, like,
yeah,
out to
right.
her. Not, let's get the kids together. I want to go to lunch with you.
Yeah.
And I think she saw it as an extension. Yes, she was smart enough to know there have to be ulterior
yeah,
motives.
I know.
Yeah.
But I think she also saw it as like, well, you know, I'm going to take what I can get and I'm going to try to right. hold on to her for as long as I can. And hopefully I can bring that old Teresa back.
Right,
because
yeah.
she wasn't always, it doesn't sound like, this crazy, pathological, insecure person.
But do we think had Teresa and Jacqueline
no.
and Carolyn fallen out, would we have ever seen this brunch? Would Teresa have ever
no.
initiated a brunch with Kathy?
Depending on the order of when she like decided that she was going to go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If she decided that she was going to go to therapy prior to seeing Jacqueline and Caroline, then maybe she would have been mature enough to do that on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, we never really know the order of events.
And even still, if she did do it before with Joe, I would imagine she would still keep the, well, I'm fixing this with my brother. Like, my sister-in-law
yeah.
and my cousin have nothing to do with this. Like,
yeah.
I honestly feel like it would be like, it's for my brother. So I do think that this was out of, okay, all the previous episodes when these guys, this crew wasn't even on there,
mm-hmm.
Caroline and Jacqueline were her family. Like,
right.
that's who she
exactly.
went to.
So
exactly.
she maybe wouldn't
like,
have.
That's her
that's
family.
True.
So when she was having issues, because they weren't getting along for years, when she was
right.
having issues with Melissa and all that, that's who she talked to.
Right. So now that these guys aren't around, they're not in the picture, they've kind of pushed her away,
right.
now she's suddenly she's scrambling to you know, maintain her own family.
Because real family's not going to, you know, they're still, like you said, like Kathy's at her every beck and call to be
yeah.
like, oh, I'm hoping for this. And
yeah.
Melissa's married to her brother. Like, right, yeah, her brother always will love Teresa. Teresa has so much power with right that.
And Teresa even, she made the comment. She said, you know what? Like, you know, now that I've fallen out with Carolyn and Jacqueline, like, it's more important to me than ever to maintain relationship with my family.
Well, it better
and
be.
And when I heard that, I'm like, well, why didn't you feel that way before?
Before, yeah.
You know what I mean? Why is it so much more yeah important now that you've fallen out with these women? Like, that's how you should have always been feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so that just kind of made me feel like, well, God, you know yeah what I mean? Like, Teresa, you've really fucked up.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh,
whoopsies.
Bleep. What did you guys think of when she was talking to her husband about going to therapy? I thought it was kind of weird. Like, they're having this, like, what should have been this little romantic champagne twosome on their front lawn with this beautiful little pond and, you know, everything's so serene.
Like, Where's the koi fish, Trey?
Right? I feel like if you're going to approach a serious subject with your husband, it's not like in the middle of this romantic champagne on the pond. Like, if anything, it's like, give the man a brewski, put him on the couch, and then, like, talk about it. It just seems so weird. And
they're
then, of
so
course,
untraditional anyways.
Well, I mean, that's true. It's just, yeah, it's funny comparing the way that Teresa speaks to her husband and Jacqueline speaks to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Totally. Well, I think this episode, for me, this was the first time I've seen a softer side of Joe Giudice. Like, literally. And I don't even know, like, what that means. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Because
no, I know
just,
what you're talking like,
about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you
this
mentioned
is the
it
first time I felt, you know, oh, he seems like he's saying some compassionate things to his wife.
Maybe they got rid of the lubricant. Like,
oh my God.
They fixed some things in the bedroom.
They got rid of the lubricant. Maybe they got more. I don't know.
Yeah,
they
right
started using it.
Whatever if you're just works tuning
whatever
in.
Whatever works.
If you're just tuning in, that wasn't a random perverted comment. It was serious. When they went to the wedding in Chicago, Joe brought this bottle of lubricant and Teresa didn't understand why, because the two of them weren't using it, so she wanted to know what was going on.
And he
so
claims he used it for himself.
When she was doing other things.
And speaking of lubricant.
Oh, yeah. Can you buy that?
Speaking of lubricant.
At Amazon.
I think you can purchase lubricant on Amazon.com.
Sure,
what do you
can
guys think?
I think
all
so
sorts.
I think you can. And for you AfterBuzz fans, we just want to let you know about a special Amazon.com affiliate program going on with AfterBuzzTV.com. So if you normally buy lubricant or books or makeup or electronics from Amazon.com, what we're asking...
Maria Menounos's book?
I can't even say that right now. Maria Menounos'
previous seasons of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
But what we're asking you to do, if you normally make purchases from Amazon.com, we're asking you to make your purchases through our Amazon.com affiliate program, which means you need to go to AfterBuzzTV.com and you click on the Amazon.com banner and then you make your purchases that way. And what happens is we get lots of fun little kickbacks and it helps
teeny
us
tiny
out.
Teeny, tiny.
But it helps us out here at the studio, and we're able to provide you with lots of different shows, hosts, lights, all kinds of fun stuff. We can, you know, provide you with shows on location from fun new events and stuff like that. But that's what we're asking you to do. So Amazon.com affiliate program with AfterBuzz TV. Click on the banner on our website.
And okay, most importantly, by doing that, it keeps all of our downloads free.
It does.
iTunes,
yes.
Free.
YouTube, and that's another
free
thing. You know, you can download for free. F-R-E-E. Who doesn't like free on iTunes? All right. So back to some drama.
So we were talking about Joe Giudice's softer side. And
lube.
And lube. And lube.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Giselle's mama. She doesn't use that. She doesn't even know what it is.
You're just digging the grave even deeper. Anyways.
Your mom knows what it is.
Waiting on one of you guys to change the subject.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, yes, she does.
What's next?
Okay, so we were just talking about the softer side of Joe Giudice. That's what we were talking about. How do you guys feel about that in this
what
episode?
What else did he do? Like, I mean, I know... it's him not swearing at his wife.
Oh, he said that he went to therapy.
Yes, he
with
did.
His mom.
He brought that up.
Okay.
That he went to therapy
okay
back when he was a kid. And I felt like he was just a little bit more supportive. He was really listening to her. He wasn't really barking at her like we normally see him and doing the insults and all that stuff. I don't know. I just thought we saw a softer side of him
yeah
this episode.
Notice the kids weren't even in this episode.
The kids
at all
weren't
either.
Around. Yeah. We didn't hear any big mouths. We didn't hear any flack. So I don't know. We saw a softer side of Joe.
Yeah. I mean, they obviously have something in their relationship that works. So, I mean, they're still together, but who knows?
Why do I? Okay, hold on. Where am I getting this from? Didn't she say somewhere that she wanted to renew her vows with Joe?
Yes, for a magazine.
What was
yes, for a magazine.
Oh, okay. Yes. In the last episode, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did that end up happening?
I don't know.
We haven't. It hasn't
either
been
either we'll
aired.
See it or.
It hasn't aired yet.
It has not aired yet. Moving on. So, do we want to talk about Melissa's party?
Yes,
and,
I do.
On display.
Hashtag Rosie to the rescue. But that's later.
Oh my God, Rosie. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that was later. Well, it was funny when like Teresa and Jacqueline were first talking, and you got Chris and Albie kind of role playing. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
That and they were like, I actually thought the dialogue would be a little funnier, but I have to give it to them. It's just they're just funny. Like they provide a good entertainment and like a nice little change up from the serious drama that's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were funny.
Nice comic relief.
But I know I have to say you weren't here last week. We missed you.
I missed you. Guys.
But for real, we were talking about how you guys know I'm like kind of like sympathized with Melissa a little bit and was kind of like annoyed with Teresa, and then I kind of went on like this little roller coaster with her because then I was like felt bad for Teresa after reading her blog. Well, after this episode, now I actually got to give huge kudos to Melissa for owning up, because I was like, that's shady what she did about Danielle. She owned it, dude. She straight up was like, I did that. I was really mad at you. I talked to your frenemy. That's how I dealt with things.
Right.
You can only imagine. You can see how bad Teresa pushes buttons. So for Melissa to like own up to that, tell Teresa straight up, this is what I did. It was 2 years ago. You know, Teresa's done things too. I kind of was like back on like, all right, like, okay, like she did
that in the last episode too. When Kathy talked to her about the magazine, she's like, "Really, talk to her about it. Don't talk behind her back to me. Go talk to Teresa. Go talk
Melissa?
To the horse's mouth." Yeah,
yeah, I know.
She has been the voice of reason, interestingly enough.
She hasn't, but then I kind of get convinced by Teresa that maybe Melissa is this devious person because that's what she tells everybody.
Right.
So you try to look out for it. So you know, as to like I'm in the episode. Like no, I'm not. Like I'm gonna get burned.
Right.
But like I really think like okay, well, and then Melissa kind of redeems herself. So I'm like, you know,
at the same time, I'm like, you know, that happened. 2 years ago.
Years ago.
So for her not to own up to that would have been beyond shady. But yes, I do. Let's give
Teresa,
credit where
Teresa?
Credit is due.
Yeah.
And I am glad that she owned up to it. But what I thought was funny was when Teresa and Melissa were starting to have the conversation about what you just talked about.
Yeah.
Jacqueline comes up and she's just like, I'm having a conversation with my sister-in-law. And I'm like, oh, so now she's her sister-in-law?
Yep, I noticed that too.
You know what I mean? I'm like, come on. So I feel like Teresa, when it's convenient, she picks and chooses her side. And now that she has no friends, you are really picking and choosing to be tight with your family. And she's lucky that they're still there to have her.
Yes, and they're going to just brush it off.
No, but that's so true. Like, she has the power. She knows her brother's going to always be there. Melissa's married to the brother, and the cousin is in the TV show and is, you know, friends and whatever.
Do we think the conversation that Teresa and Melissa had about making up, do we think that was genuine?
No. I think it was as genuine.
Tell
I think
us how
it
you
was
really feel.
As genuine as it possibly could be, but I mean, we're in real time now, and we know that they're not speaking.
Right.
So that's how we know that clearly there's something that's going to happen down the line that's going to break that up.
Right.
And, you know, I have to say that I thought it was interesting how her and, you know, like you said, her and Jacqueline started to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jacqueline kind of passed it off to Melissa. And it was so funny because Teresa's, for the first time ever, going, she's my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She's my sister-in-law. Yeah. When usually she's saying, she's my brother's wife.
Right.
My brother has to deal with her.
Right.
And she was finally going, she's my sister-in-law. She's my sister-in-law.
Like, that's my family.
With her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Now it is.
All right.
Right.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, poor Jacqueline. I don't know. And that's another thing, too. Like, what did you guys think about Jacqueline all of a sudden saying to Teresa, well, you know, we're going to distance ourselves, or like, I'm going to distance myself from you. And then all of a sudden her saying, like, well, I kind of want to fix things.
Jacqueline?
Yeah. And
I think it was heat of the moment for Jacqueline.
I think Jacqueline is the type of person where she's somewhat of a people pleaser, and she wants everything to be okay, and she wants everything to be like unicorns and roses and babies. And she has a hard time not being being liked, and she, you know, she has a hard time with relationships not being there the way she likes them. So I think that was her last ditch effort to try and really mend things.
And she even made a comment about how she doesn't like having enemies too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really true. Important that she probably had 2 days to think about it, cry over it. Yeah, cry over the relationship. But I think at this point, you can safely say that they're not going to have the relationship they used to have. People change. So I think at this point, it was like, we're on the same show. Like, again, you know, we have the same circle of friends. Let's not be enemies.
Right.
And I think that's what Jacqueline wanted to, you know, kind of squash before it got too crazy. And I think
she would, at the end of the day, I think she was really just giving Teresa the benefit of the doubt, like, another time. And she was really just trying to hang on to her friend. And she really missed the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? She really, really did. And she was just doing her best to try and, like, okay, what's the last-ditch thing I can do to try and save this? Mm-hmm. And she tried. She gave it a valiant effort, but didn't work.
In terms of, you know, they were saying that Jacqueline was so distraught and she clearly wasn't having as much fun at the party, whereas Teresa was at least showing off that she had a great time. So when you're really upset about something, how do you think is the best way to handle yourself? To show it? To hide it?
I hide that. I don't let anyone know. For me, that's what I would have pulled the Teresa. No one would know.
Like, you know what, guys?
I don't think
we've got a phone call.
Oh, a phone call. Oh, okay.
Hello? Yes, who is this?
Michaela.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
So would you like to weigh in on our conversation tonight about the Housewives?
Oh, wait, what show is this?
This is the AfterBuzz, AfterBuzz.com after show for Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Oh, sorry, I was looking for the other one.
Oh. Okay, no worries. do you watch the Housewives of New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, I'm watching it right now, but I'm waiting for this other one.
Okay, cool. All right, no worries.
Call back later.
Okay, call us back later.
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder what show.
Lame.
You did it to us on purpose, Marissa.
Lame.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
We love you.
Excited. Oh, I thought it was another show. Oh, anyway, totally broke up our flow.
Well, for me, I know that, like... What? I'm continuing the flow, guys.
I know, I like that. Keep going.
I'm pretending like nothing happened, which is how I would actually behave.
Yes. Right. Yes. Okay, so keep it going.
Back to what you said. So you would be Teresa.
Right. Yeah. I would be Teresa.
Oh, for sure. But that's...
You know, and that's... And
but you're confident. Like, Jacqueline's not. Like, I also think...
Jacqueline's confident, but it is... I can be the most insecure person in the world, but I can act another way. Like, you know...
Yeah, for sure.
Haven't you heard this, like, the thing, kill them with kindness. Act like nothing's wrong. Make them jealous.
I agree with you to a certain point, but I do think there's something very endearing and respectful about a person who's being authentic and present.
That's true.
And at that time, Jacqueline was being authentic and present about her feelings, about her relationship with Teresa, and how she wanted things to be. And you can't fault a person for that.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I know.
And the juices were flowing.
Yep. Juices were flowing.
Oh, they were flowing. There was
when
a little...
juices were flowing,
juices
you know.
Were flowing.
Makeouts. Lots of kisses going around.
But at the same time, you can't fault a person for trying to be authentic themselves.
That's true.
And that's what I thought
she
was being.
Point.
So,
and know. Also, you know, one thing I didn't really think about is when the juices are flowing, typically, if there's something that you know you shouldn't talk about, that's like the first thing you start talking about as soon as you get the buzz.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
That's true. That is true.
To everyone who you shouldn't talk about it with.
Absolutely.
Hopefully not.
You become an unfiltered, you know, you just start talking, you know, running at the mouth about everything.
Right.
So,
Shall I try the segue about the kissing again?
I feel like you want to, do you want to talk about
I
situation?
Do.
What do you want to talk about,
I
want to
talk about Rosie, not making out, but like kissing everybody.
Hashtag Rosie to the rescue.
Oh my God, you wanted to save that so bad.
I did want to save that, but that was really sweet. I like that at the
end.
Did
you think it was sweet? You think it was fun and like,
I thought
cutesy?
It was fun. I thought it was definitely fueled by alcohol, which many
For
things
sure.
are.
Who cares?
But yeah, no, I thought I liked it. And just to, you know, back up and tell all our fans what we're talking about, because maybe we're kind of talking in code, is that you're referring to the very end.
What do you
end.
Mean we all want to kiss each other? We're going to end the show with a three-way kiss.
Oh, God. You're going to get some people excited. But what you're referring to is the very end where, like, just the whole Giudice, Gorga, Waqili family kind of comes together. Right. We see them kissing and making
having
up.
Having fun,
we
laughing.
We see them having fun. We see them reconciling. And that was kind of nice.
And we see Richie Waqili.
Oh, my God.
Chasing down Joe.
Yeah,
Gorga
for a kiss.
Gorga?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gorga.
I think it was Gorga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
He wanted a kiss in the mouth too.
Yeah, he did.
That was funny.
Is that an Italian thing, kissing on the mouth?
I mean,
it's a European thing, kind of. I mean, you do the two cheeks.
Or my family doesn't do it, you know? No. But maybe old school.
I did a kiss on the cheek, that's it. Just one.
Just one. You guys don't do kiss on the cheek? Or do you kiss on the mouth?
Yeah, I kiss on the cheek, but like the mouth, I mean, my family doesn't do that, so I don't really know, to be honest with you.
Interesting.
I'm sure they do. And so, you know,
I've dated many a European man back in the day, and I feel like that is a common thing, kissing on the, just.
I think amongst men too, it's really weird, but in Europe, it's very, like, I don't feel like I've seen, like, guys holding hands and stuff, like, in Europe.
Guys holding hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they weren't gay? It was, it was in Spain.
Were they under the age of 7?
No, they weren't even. But I think there's some cultural differences going on there.
This is the first time we've seen it on The Real Housewives, because Camille Grammer used to kiss.
Oh, kiss her friend's husband. My God. Well, that's a whole other story.
It wasn't her husband. It was her girlfriend's,
too. Her girlfriend's husband, yeah. All right. Oh. Well, we're going to click to a quick commercial, and we'll be back and talk about kissing and drinking and all kinds of fun stuff.
Hey there, good buddies. My handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Okay.
Are we back already?
We are back already. That was a quick little commercial. All right, so are we talking about kissing again? What are we talking about here?
I like kissing. Yeah, just this the end of the party, like the fun stuff of the party, not the depressing fighting stuff.
I know. Well, yes, the party was good times. I just wonder, here's something else about this episode. We see that Teresa has finally agreed to go to therapy with her brother. And
physical therapy as she likes to call it.
Yes,
I'm going to physical therapy with my brother, and I'm actually proud of them for that. I really am. I'm proud that she came around to it. I'm proud that she was able to have a conversation with her husband about it, and even though, you know, we know how Joe feels about it, she was able to talk to him about it and say, look, this is what we're doing. I want him in my family. So I was actually really surprised and proud at the same time.
Yeah, especially because the parents they are against it. It's like old school Italian. We don't believe in therapy. We talk this out. We don't allow the people to know our problems, more specifically.
Why do you think Italians don't believe in therapy? Why is that?
The only thing I can really relate to is the fact that we keep things to ourselves. Even though, like I say, you see the loud side, you see all that, but really, like, the rooted problems, like, there's some things you just don't talk about, and that just stays to yourself.
I don't think it's an Italian thing either. I think it's just a general old school thing.
Yeah.
You know, therapy is kind of a new concept that's recently been accepted, that just because you go to therapy doesn't mean you're cuckoo.
Right.
You know? Right. It used to be that you keep your feelings to yourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole bullying movement and all that. It used to be, you know, you just don't talk about it. You don't tattletale. You don't snitch.
Right.
Any of those things.
And now
you
it's
just
almost
keep
like
it to yourself.
Welcomed.
And you
it
accept
is welcomed
it.
To
and
avoid.
Now it's people talk about their feelings. And, you know, people want to hear about your feelings, or at least girls do. I don't know. But I think it's more of like an old school thing.
Yeah.
Everything is normal.
No, that's so
that have
true,
that
though.
Cookie cutter, you know, right. American dream house, and that nothing's wrong. And
but it's funny because even like growing up when I was younger, I remember if we had problems with people, like my parents, like they didn't encourage physical fighting, but like we dealt with it. Like,
you talk it
direct
out.
Communication.
You hug it
out.
Yeah, but even if kids were picking on us, like they never said, oh, you should go tell a teacher. It was like, deal with it. And then if someone hits you, hit them back.
That's so true.
Like,
or
so
ignore
I don't know
them
if that
and walk
is
away.
An Italian thing, or if that is like a. I don't know what that is.
It's an old school thing.
Yeah.
It's old school because now.
It was a whole not snitching thing. It was more of like, that was more admired and kind of respected versus now. Yeah. But, you know, bullying is obviously a whole other issue.
Right.
Did you guys hear about the lady on the bus?
No, I cried.
What's her name? Karen Klein. Yeah. Is that her name? At this point, people have raised over $600,000 for this woman to go on a vacation. Did you hear about her?
I heard about it, but I didn't know about the $600,000.
She was on a school bus. I'm so sad. She was bullied by a couple of kids on the bus. I don't even think they were teenagers.
Seventh graders.
Yeah. She was bullied by three or four kids on the school bus. Over, like, thousands upon thousands of people have donated money for her to go on vacation.
Wow.
Yeah, basically $600,000.
Basically, to provide for her retirement so she doesn't have to be in this. She was a bus monitor.
Right, I saw
So she didn't
that.
Have to do that anymore. I watched a video by myself and I was like sobbing. I was really upset about it because I hate when people pick on elderly people. That bugs me.
Yeah.
They have leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know, kids picking on kids is a normal occurrence, but elderly, come on. That made me so upset. I got the website to donate too because I'm about to do that.
Oh,
I did. I was so upset.
Yeah. Just horrible. But, you know, I'm glad that, you know, hopefully something good can come out of this. At this point, the boys have, you know, they've apologized, but who knows how genuine their apologies are, because obviously now this has become, like, national news. Everybody's talking about it. It's been on The View. It's in the papers. It's on blogs. So I don't know how genuine the apologies from these young men are, but I just think it's amazing, absolutely amazing, that people, just strangers, have just bounded together to donate money
Definitely.
To this woman.
Yeah.
$600,000?
It's interesting. I mean, I haven't watched the video, you know,
it's not everyone's thing.
Hurtful.
People might look at it, sympathize, and be like, well, why would I send this person money? It's honestly everyone's different, you know, preferences. But for me, I was like, I would hate to see this woman go back to that job, and I just want to support.
I'm curious to know. I mean, I haven't seen the video. I don't want to go off too far on a tangent, but why couldn't this grown woman stand up for herself if she's a bus monitor and she's supposed to be handling these kids?
She was an older woman, and you know what? You bring up a good point.
I bring up a really good point.
And actually, when I was watching The View, Whoopi Goldberg made the same comment. She said, well, you know what? Maybe this woman shouldn't be in this job because a person who needs to be in this job needs to be able to be a little vocal and she needs to be able to stand up for herself and do her job. So she needs to be able to say, hey, and like shut it down. But she was unable to do that.
My defense for that was watching the video. I'm like, if it was between kids and no one's really to know, but if it was between kids, I would have thought maybe she would step in, but this was about her. She might not have wanted the attention on her. She thought that they would maybe stop. She didn't want to cause a scene. They were teasing her, calling her fat, calling her this, troll, mean things. Maybe if it was between kids, like I said, she would have stepped in. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you really don't know.
It was
pretty bad. There's always more to the story.
Yeah. At the same time, like, situations like these that come up, it definitely, when you see people respond, it restores your faith
in human beings and humanity
and just seeing how people, like, rush to respond and how we support each other. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of nice at the same time.
I always get, like, so heated about stuff like that because it's the kind of thing where I feel like today society has sort of resorted to, like, well, if we can give money to a cause and we're curing it and then we're done with it and then they forget about months later.
Yeah.
You know, like with the Stop Coney thing. 420 came around. I didn't see any Coney signs around, but people bought the bracelets and then they forgot about it 3 months later.
Yeah.
So,
don't even get me started on that.
Back to the Real Housewives.
Back to the Real Housewives of Nueva Jersey. I think we're all done. Like, this is a juicy episode. Are we ready to talk about news and predictions?
Yeah, gossip.
TV News. All right. So there's a little bit of gossip going on, of course, for our New Jersey girls. So basically, there have been a lot of rumors, obviously, running around about Teresa, her husband. We've had the rumors that they're going to be going to jail. We've had the bankruptcy rumors. Well, now there's a lot of rumors about Melissa and her brother, Joe Gorga. Apparently, they put both of their homes up for sale. So they've got a $3.8 million home in Jersey, and then they have a summer home on the shore for $500,000. Both of them are on sale at the same time. What do we think about that? Do we think that there's trouble in paradise?
They could either that, or they could be pulling like a Kardashian thing and be just investing in a bigger, better home.
I don't know what I mean?
Maybe, like, who knows?
But it's two at once, and they just redid their Jersey home, I thought. Didn't we see that could have been flipping it?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's up for sale. So, I don't know. I just think these women being on these shows, it definitely puts them in a position to, like, put all of their business out there. So every little thing they do is going to be scrutinized, and we don't know what's the truth and what's not. So... Mm-hmm. I don't know. But basically, both their homes are up for sale right now.
I can't imagine that they'd be. Yeah, I can't imagine it'd be for the worse. I mean, who knows?
So, let's see here. What else do we have? Says, according to Reality T, a source now states that Teresa's fame has led to her isolation from her other friends. What a surprise.
Other friends that aren't on the show.
See, there were some people who were real friends of Teresa's who would ask her how she was, and she would always say, everything is fine, when it was clearly not. Now, that sounds familiar.
It's old school.
Right? But that was, you know what, that was Jacqueline's whole issue with Teresa, that every time she would ask her what was going on, she'd say, everything's fine. Same thing with her brother. Everything's fine. When meanwhile, she had shit going on.
I know.
Stuff going on, sorry. And she wasn't really, you know, copying to it. Let's see here. It says, the source also expects a big change to come Teresa's way in the near future, if and when hubby Joe Giudice faces some potentially major jail time. So it looks like Joe Giudice is really going away to the big house.
For the charges and the license, driving with a license.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then it says, ruh-roh, as if Teresa needs one more complication in her life.
Aww.
Sorry, Teresa. Yeah. Are we ready to dig into predictions for next week?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Start us off.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, so, Adrian, what do you think is happening for next week?
We obviously see that they go into therapy.
Yes.
I mean, I really don't know if we're going to get too much out of the next episode with closure, as far as that's concerned. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're going to really be, like, nothing new is really going to come out of it.
Okay.
I think we're just going to see that they both, obviously, are going to therapy. And,
right.
I don't know. I don't really see any big revelations coming.
Yeah.
And okay. As far as that, I don't know. What do you mean?
You know, I think a big part of therapy is you have to go more than once.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to dig up the past.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have
I'm
to build
scared.
A trust between yourself and
right.
the therapist.
Yeah. I'm scared that they're only going to go once or twice, and then that's it.
No.
Yeah.
And I think Teresa's going to be too stubborn to realize that she's part of the problem, especially when she goes, I don't hold grudges. I'm not one to hold grudges. And it's like, you're the queen of, you are the grudge master.
Yeah.
Teresa. Sorry, but she is.
No, I know.
She is, you know? And so I don't really see any process either.
Yeah. Well, what I'm hoping for, we obviously see that they go to therapy. And one highlight from the therapy session is that the therapist says, because we all know that there's this big trip planned for Napa.
Yes.
The therapist is like, you don't need to
go. Don't do it.
Don't need to go. Don't do it. I told you not to go. But what I'm really curious to see is if, just kind of to your point, is if after a little bit of therapy, is that are we going to finally uncover what Teresa's issues are, and we're going to see what, you know, like the real crazy is all about? Because that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that after some therapy, she's going to realize, it's not your brother. It's you.
Yeah.
All right. And on that note, I think we are all wrapped up.
All wrapped.
So thanks for tuning in, and we're going to talk about where we can find everybody.
You can find me at GiselleUGuardi.com. I'm in the middle of a reality competition. You get a tour of my apartment tomorrow and all of my closets on YouTube.com/YouLookHot, so make sure you tune in.
I'm definitely going to be watching for that.
Yes.
And you can follow me on Twitter, Adrian_Vero.
And you can find me at GoToGirlTV.com for lots of budget tips on where to find house paint, handbags, hotel rooms, everything. And you can follow me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. All right.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.